from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I mean, you guys are the best team in Chicago. Everybody knows that. We all know that. The afternoon show is not afraid of anything, really. Yeah. But
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's get back to football.
When the present is bleak, you look to the future. And the future of the Chicago Bears offers promise and optimism and excitement.
It does. And it's also a thing. It combines the two things, the optimism of the potential Bears goodness, and also they're not playing right now. Lord knows the teams that are playing right now or active right now, we can watch them and be like, that's bad, that's bad, that's bad. We can't see any bad Bears things at all right now.
It's like the backup quarterback theory of teams. It's like the backup quarterback is the most popular guy in town. The team that's not playing right now is the most popular team in town because they haven't lost anything yet.
Ears perk up. You know?
How does that apply to the Bulls?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem, too. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The Bears
are alone.
They're the next team to start.
Mm-hmm.
There's genuine reason for optimism. Their arrow is genuinely pointing up, and everything around them by point of comparison is awful. If the Sky are a good story, Angel Reese is a great story.
Yeah, but player of the month.
But, you know, in terms of, like, the biggest sports, the things that we're talking about day-to-day basis. The largest fan bases, like it's pretty bleak out there. So there is that.
All right, so what do you got?
I got a couple things for you.
You got some Bears things for me? Some football things?
I'm going to get to that. Yeah, just 1 second, because okay. I've been told that we now have an extra giveaway to the Mullion Hall live show. So have the contest line ready. We just gave away a pair in that last segment. Thursday, July 18th, if you're available and you want to go see Mullion Hall with special guests in attendance and be a part of a live studio audience, we got a pair of tickets. All you got to do is wait till you hear.
To me, the low point was that. I mean, I didn't know what to do.
When you hear that amazing drop-in from Dustin Rhodes, have the contest line ready, 312-540-0670. You call it up, and you get the prize. It's that simple.
All right, one word about that. Live radio shows are really fun to watch. Live score shows, really fun to watch. All of us, hams by nature, and we like a crowd. And those guys will be very, very fun to be around. So go qualify. Check out that show.
They will absolutely deliver. All right, some football.
Mm-hmm.
The Hall of Fame game is in less than a month.
It's the countdown to the Hall of Fame game.
Countdown to the Hall of Fame game. Which means training camp.
Baseball, what did you do to me?
It's just a few weeks away.
What did you do?
Your baseball is a faulty bridge that needs an infrastructure bill to get us to training camp. Okay.
Well, luckily, Speaks.
Yes.
You know infrastructure bill.
Yeah.
I do. True. I dine with him on many occasions. He's not a great guy to dine with. Yeah. All he's talking about.
He never picks up the tab.
Well, and always,
he's always underfunding the dinner.
Yeah, and an infrastructure bill is just always talking about, like, well, you know, the real reason that this restaurant is holding together is because of these particular workers that are behind the scenes.
Was that a load-bearing wall?
Well, infrastructure bill has always been somewhat of a connector, I've always thought, you know?
I think so.
It's true.
Let me tell you about drywall. Well, no. So is it metaphorical infrastructure?
Speaks, don't you remember when you had that foundation issue, though, an infrastructure bill
was great.
There
it was awesome.
On a dime. Ready to help.
He's on call. All he did, I put up the infrastructure bill symbol, which is a light that...
On time, under budget, every time.
It's a plot of concrete. You see a plot of concrete without any cracks. That's for infrastructure bill.
Shane, thanks for finishing that.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it's a sign for bill. It's it just says help.
It's something.
It says infrastructure.
Shane, what is it?
Yes, and this joke premise.
Yeah, Shane. Instead of piling on with an extra joke, would you go ahead and just finish this one for me? I'm going to leave it right here.
Point is this.
Oh, I forgot there was a point.
The Bears will be playing a football game in less than a month. And on football night in Chicago, that had Dave Wanstead talking ball.
It's going to be a good thing for the Bears. You know, I personally think, and I've coached it twice, you know, it's with the shorter training camp now, the shorter preseason games now, the Bears being a young football team, it really gives you an extra game, an extra opportunity to work through with some of these younger players, some fundamental stuff, you know, for the most part. And the other thing, too, is, you know, we got some new coaches. We got a new defensive coordinator. We got a new offensive coordinator. We got all, except the offensive line coaches, we all know, all new offensive assistants. So the more that these guys can work together in game situations with the officials and the clocks and the headsets and all that stuff that goes with it, I think it just gives you a chance to work through some of the rough spots and become a better football team.
I think that's extremely sensible from Dave Wanstead there. An early chance to get everything together and work on, you know, the infrastructure of the season in all the ways that matter.
Yeah, I mean, I was driving in today, and I heard Dan and Lawrence not plan. It was clearly not the planned topic of the segment, but the segment devolved into a conversation of whether or not they would be okay with Caleb Williams playing in the Hall of Fame game. And I was like, yeah, that is my kind of pre-4th of July programming. That's what I'm talking about. We got an extra preseason game.
Oh, God.
Normally they don't, but other times they've started slow.
Well, Wimbledon has begun. We could do some tennis.
I'm just saying, I got U.S. soccer thoughts coming later this hour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, that's a tease that'll get up. But it's soccer, non-soccer. But honestly, I know. It's vacation time.
Mm.
You didn't growl at Jay.
Oh, I didn't growl.
You didn't growl at Jay. Well,
oh, that's right. I was supposed to growl at him.
Well, that bit lasted one segment.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's too bad.
Sorry for anyone who was waiting to see if Speaks would growl at him. That's what he said to Nico Horner. But this is the type of thing that we are going to be confronted with here sooner than later, my friend,
yeah,
of whether or not Caleb Williams will play in one of five Bears preseason games.
Can I give you a nugget about the Bears playing in the Hall of Fame game?
Yeah, because by the way, starters almost never play in the Hall of Fame game, like the high-profile guys, because it's so far away from the season, and they haven't had a lot of time of camp to get ramped up, so very rarely do main guys play in the Hall of Fame game, but go on.
The Bears have played there five times. They've played in the Hall of Fame game five times. The last four times they have played in the Hall of Fame game, 1977, 1990, 2005, and 2018, last four times, they have made the playoffs. This will be an attempt at five times in a row to play in the Hall of Fame game and make the playoffs. The last three times were division-winning seasons in 90, 2005, and 2018. So, interesting. I'm sure there's some correlation there or some causation or however I'm supposed to use
it's
that.
Definitely not causation.
Okay.
Definitely not causation.
All right, how about some correlation that they choose teams on the come? They'll choose a team that was bad.
The Hard Knocks theory.
Yeah, the Hard Knocks theory.
The teams generally are better after they've been on Hard Knocks, but Hard Knocks, generally speaking, chooses teams that got a lot more interesting in the offseason, so they should be improving.
Right.
It's depending on which team has like a representative going into Canton
that
weekend?
Yes.
That's true.
They generally speaking want to have...
That was Urlacher year, wasn't it? 18?
Yes.
Is that when he went in?
Yes. They want to have teams that are going to have fan bases that are going to travel for the enshrinement ceremony so that there are people at the preseason game. That's the actual reason why it happened.
And that's actually, of course, true this year because there's three different Bears-connected folks getting into the Hall of Fame. That's why a lot of us were guessing that the Bears would be in that game, and then here they are. But I do like the fact that the last four times they've gotten that early start with a game that early and gotten what Wani described as can be a useful early start, they have become playoff teams.
Chase Daniel, two picks in that 2018 Hall of Fame game. Not good, Chase.
Oh, yikes.
Too bad.
Yikes.
He only made another $40 million after that.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he's a media darling. We'll see if he big times us, like our last QB analyst in Trent Dilfer.
Well, that's what we are.
Yeah, we're a launching pad for these guys. They do a year with us evaluating QB play.
Yep.
Bears quarterback play goes so well in Chicago that we just launched them to superstardom.
Boy, there was a lot to chew on. Did you hear those guys with Parkins and Spiegel? Those guys were great.
All right, so that's one piece of football nugget. The Bears are going to be in camp soon. Hall of Fame game. Wani's excited. All that. We have some reports and innuendo as to where your guy Aaron Rodgers was.
He is my guy.
When he wasn't.
Such a big fan. I loved all four of the plays he had last year for the Jets.
I don't watch porn.
Yeah, you do.
Here is Aaron Rodgers, or theories on Aaron Rodgers from Mike Florio.
You know, I laughed when I read the Aaron Rodgers story, because apparently the Jets all's fine. They have forgiven him for not going to the mandatory portion of the program. He was in Egypt, as one does. I mean, I picture him with the hat, the whip, the whole look, and he's trying to find, you know, some kind of buried treasure or something. But anyway, he was in Egypt.
One of my writers suggested that Rodgers went to Egypt to see if the Illuminati built the pyramids, so that's a possible explanation.
Wait a minute.
Take your time.
Yeah, there's so much there to chew on. The whip and the hat. So Indiana Jones is where we're going there. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to Indiana Jones.
Would have been the first place I would go in the Egypt imagery, but I get it. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So the Illuminati. It's going there.
Not a drug trip. An Egypt trip. A spiritual excursion of sorts to early civilization for a curious man.
Yeah. So apparently
he doesn't need to know more about Nathaniel Hackett's offense. That's his offense.
Apparently this is, according to SNY, that Rodgers pieced together this trip during his recovery from the Achilles injury to give him something to look forward to during one of the lowest points of his career. He's long admired Egyptian culture and scheduled a visit for what was believed to be after the off-season programs. Can't you change your Egypt trip based on when the off-season programs are?
Travel insurance is a real bitch. You know that. It's hard, man. These non-refundable plane tickets. And how do you know? I mean, the pyramids have only been there for thousands of years. Are they going to be there?
Yeah.
Are they going to
stick around?
You know, it's tough to know.
Yeah, not sure if that's going to work or not.
You don't know how
much
time you're going to have.
Wow.
So I was thinking that maybe that would get you to have some sympathy for Rodgers.
No.
Because it was, in fact, not a darkness retreat with ayahuasca or anything like that.
Oh, no, that's all fine.
It was
a
planned trip for Egypt.
Yeah, no. The point is that he's an incredibly selfish teammate and has been for a long time. And now, towards the end of his career, it is even more obvious just how selfish and narcissistic he is. And it will, in part, drag down his team.
Okay.
That's my theory.
That's your theory.
And I'm holding on to that. Absolutely.
I live in a weird place with this one. I wanted him to be good.
You want him to be good?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because for the interesting part of the league or whatever?
Yeah, it'd be, if he goes out and is just bad, it's just, okay. Then it's all just hot air and noise. And that part of Aaron Rodgers sucks. But the football piece of it is one of the greatest talents that we've ever seen in the position. The only guy in the history of the sport who's got more MVPs than him is Peyton Manning. And he's like a truly, singularly great football talent. And so,
a beautiful quarterback to watch if you can divorce yourself from the Bears' anger and some personal loathsomeness.
Yeah, and so like if he is just the 22nd best quarterback in the NFL this year and they're on national TV a bunch and he throws for 3,400 yards with 19 touchdowns and 15 interceptions and they win 6 or 7 games and then he retires and he just goes out with a bunch of irrelevance, it'll be like, okay. Well, then these last 3 years were just Pat McAfee spots and weirdness and nothingness and distraction and hot air and all of that. And
haven't they been largely that no matter what?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if he comes back and has a great defense and has Garrett Wilson and has Breece Hall and plays like, you know, Brady had one of his great statistical seasons and an MVP and a Super Bowl in his 40s, and he goes out there and he throws for 4,400 yards and, you know, they win 11 or 12 games and he wins a playoff game and we get a Mahomes Rodgers or a Josh Allen Rodgers old new play like playoff game. It's like, okay. Yeah, all at least then all of the attention and the noise and the distraction and the nonsense meant at least we got some entertaining football out of it.
I get you. You know what I understand.
I want it because we've wasted a lot of time and breath and column inches on Aaron Rodgers, this version of him. I hope we get more good football.
I understand where you're coming from, and that is your right to want that.
It's really a huge waste of time if we don't get it.
I think it's been a huge waste of time.
Yeah, it has unless we get good football.
And I think there's plenty of good football that's going to be possible without him. So I don't think we'll notice the lack of that. But in terms of his particular presence, I hear you. I got to say, I think Jordan Love is going to be really, really effing good again.
Yeah, it sucks.
It sucks, man.
Yeah.
I think he's really gifted.
But that doesn't replace the Rodgers, or are you saying for the Bears-Packers piece of it?
I find myself focused. I don't know. Like, Rodgers is kind of out of mind for me, and I wish he was even more out of mind, you know? And so I'm ready for him to be out of mind and out of football consciousness. I'm okay. I think he's chosen his way to go out, and it's like I'm so annoyed that Jordan Love is good and going to still be good, and that they got it right again by trading him and getting out of it and getting everything that they got. That, like, that part, I find the whole thing frustrating.
Jordan Love's last 9 games, so half a season.
Yeah.
Completed 68% of his passes, threw for 2,400 yards with 20 touchdowns and 3 picks for a passer rating of 107.
Just gorgeous quarterback play.
Yeah. Over 7.5 yards per attempt, over 8.5 air yards per attempt.
Totally willing to go in absolutely any direction in terms of whichever one of his multiple targets. Well, they have 6 wide receivers who are either rookies or in their second year.
Yeah, youngest offense in the league.
I mean, totally willing to go anywhere and able to make any throw from any platform on a dime. I hated how good he looked, and I'm afraid he's going to look that good again.
He probably will. Big story for this season, too, when we get to training camp and we start looking around the rest of the NFL, is the NFC North the best division in football? I think right now I would say it's second or third. AFC North is one, in my opinion. You've got Pittsburgh that never finishes under 500, though I think they will this year. Cincinnati gets Burrow back.
Mm-hmm.
2-time MVP Lamar Jackson, that was the one seed in the AFC last year, and a Cleveland team that... questions at quarterback, sure, but they won 11 games with getting nothing from Deshaun Watson, sure, and Nick Chubb having a huge injury.
I think it's still the American League East. The Tampa Bay Rays are 42-42 in fourth place.
That's not what we're talking about.
You know, you've got the Yankees and the Orioles at the top. Just, they're virtual locks at the top of the division, the Yankees and the Orioles. It's just, it's a really good division. The sneaky one is the American League Central. Because the Royals, your Kansas City Royals, they have more wins before the month of July than at any time in their entire history.
I think the sneaky one's the NFC West, because you know the Niners are going to be really good. And if Arizona, with all of those draft picks, improves and a full season of Kyler being healthy,
sure,
obviously with what McVay and Stafford can do, does a new coach in Seattle bring their floor up a little bit? Could that be a division that has 3 teams with a winning record?
I don't think we're talking about how healthy the Cleveland Guardians are as an organization enough. Like, Stephen Vogt has stepped in and done a tremendous job, and it's about the system. It's about overall what Cleveland has more than anything.
You're on vacation tomorrow or Thursday? I just wasn't sure.
You have me tomorrow.
I have you tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Aren't you lucky?
Yeah, I am. I'm always lucky. Shane is gone tomorrow, though. So we have to. He made some highlights last night that we have to bring into the program before we're out of here today. This is our last show with Shane until after the 4th of July weekend. So we will certainly get to that. There was a very pathetic and weak American sporting event last night that had us thinking baseball and football and all sorts of other things. And one of the last ever editions of Peter's Ponderings coming up in 20 minutes. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.